got gains.
On my way to work, I just got out of the neighborhood. I'm at the stoplight making my turn up the hill. Yeah, I figure, you know, I've been looking at myself more of these podcasts lately and figuring out what I could do in terms of just, you know, documenting what I'm doing in the present moment. So, you know, I figured, why not? Why not just go and talk and articulate what's going on in my present moment? One thing that I've realized a lot lately is the constant time that I lose while driving to work. You know, 15, 20 minutes seems very insignificant. But over the course of time, man, I don't know if any of you guys wonder what it's like. It's so much time that you just lose. What is something important that I could do between now and by the time I get to work? You know, and doing a podcast, uploading a video and an audio, doing something. I figure it's a good way to pass the time instead of doing nothing. For those of you that don't know, I work in a house, all right? And I help the individuals get ready in the morning. Leave it at that. It's a very simple job. However, there's so much downtime. It's almost crazy. You know, I remember I used to work as a valet at a medical center before COVID hit, and it was crazy. You know, I primarily serviced visitors who would attend the hospital weekly, most cases on a monthly basis, rare cases doctors, almost never the nurses, almost never them. You know, it was down in Valencia, in an interesting and fairly nice community. Though it's not a place or environment I'd want to go back to. Well, unless it's a sightsee, then it's a totally different story in that case. In the place that I reside now, it's actually nice because I get a lot of downtime like I was talking about. And I'm able to just create and do more in the time that I'm given. Truly is a blessing in disguise. Truly I'm grateful for the opportunity at hand. Now, as I'm getting closer to my destination, more so 15 minutes away, as I'm passing by the 14 going towards Los Angeles common highway in my city here, I'm literally just getting more and more concrete about what can I do? And I think it's an important question that maybe if you don't ask yourself often, if you're doing something or if you got something going on in your life and it requires you to maybe not be fully attentive, then maybe you could do something else in the meantime while you are doing the main task or task you're doing in the moment. I think that's a great way to make the most of what you're given. Essentially, the time that I have now with all these car drives, that's what I'm trying to do now. And if it was something that I would have thought about during COVID, then it would have been a much more resourceful way to think about how to manage my time and how to make the most of it. And if you're thinking what else you could do, I mean, as simple as pulling out a phone and just talking, it literally is the one thing you can most likely do to pass the time. And to also do something on the side, you know. And I think it's a very important thing at hand, because if you're able to make the most of the opportunity that you're given, you're going to be able to do a lot more with it, even more so than the opportunity to do more in your field, in your respectable environment. There is literally no time to be gung-ho, fed up with the perception, beliefs of individuals around you. It's time to move. It is time to move. And if at this point you don't understand the level of urgency that is necessary to move forward in your life, then you'll never pull the trigger. Get started, man. The best piece of advice that I can give you is to just start. You'll never be ready until you start. And when you do start, you'll know what you need to improve on. You know what needs fine-tuning. And you'll know what needs adjustments so you can make the most out of your opportunity and get going in accordance. That too is important. And as I'm getting closer and closer to my work area, for those of you that don't know, if I haven't said so already, I work the overnight shifts. I think it's the best time to work at any given shift. Quite frankly, I used to work mornings and I also used to work evenings. The evenings is definitely from 3 to 11 is the worst shift anyone could possibly work. I will stand on that. I used to work mornings. Mornings, it wasn't really, I'm not really a morning person to have to go up and get to work. I prefer the late night shifts. And particularly, God graced me with this job where I can literally do as I please and do whatever in the time that I'm allotted, where most individuals, well, not typically aren't given the kind of opportunity or luxury that I'm given to be able to create on top of being in the area that I work. Being able to just be authentically you is also another thing that I'm doing as much as I can with these podcasts. Just talking in as if talking in what's going on in the present moment and just relaying that as it is. Nothing more, nothing less. As I'm getting to the even further towards my destination, I want to relay one more and last thing. If there's any one of you individuals who is listening into this podcast, looking to level up in life, looking to grow in the it, grow your physique, grow your body, tone up, or even define the way that you look, everything is going to be predicated upon what you do today, not tomorrow, not the next week, today. If you are struggling to manage your intake, if you are struggling to find stability in your fitness journey, do not wait. The last thing you can do is put your goals off on hold until the new year's. Don't let that be you. Take the decisive and consistent action necessary to get to where you need to be in your own weight loss goals. And if your goals matter to you as much as you say it does, whether it's health, whether it's finances, whether it's getting closer to Jesus, as important as that is, you'll do everything in your power to make those goals become a reality. Thank you for listening into today's podcast episode. If you got any insights or learned something new, I ask that you rate and review this channel, as that is how it continues to reach more individuals like yourself and changes more lives. Follow and subscribe to the show if you have not already. And as always, stay tuned.